Similar process to North Harbor behind you over here. When that was dredged, of course, the new harbor was built on top of that. So you're not quite doing that amount of work, right? So.
Well, it's going to be real interesting. It's going to be actually pretty different compared to the North Harbor. North Harbor, we had the luxury of working the core put off the dredge until we were able to get everything in place to replace the North Harbor. So it was just a big, empty, wide-open basin. They came in and were able to dredge and not worry about, you know, fingers and floats and all of that, utilities, those kind of things. In the South Harbor, nothing's going to be removed other than we'll move boats as they get to stalls. And so we've set it up that they'll come within about 5 feet of the pilings on the ends of the finger floats and within about 5 feet of the vertical side of the fingers. So they won't go underneath the fingers. They won't get too close, theoretically, to the piling to damage them or to cause issue there. But that being said, it'll be, you know, it's mud and it's blue clay, and so what ends up happening when you disturb it is a lot of times it kind of turns to jello and gets, I don't know what will end up. You know, there are areas that will, they'll be digging 5-6 feet of mud out, other areas it'll be, you know, 18 inches. So it'll be a kind of interesting project.
So boat owners will get a call at a certain point, got to move your boat, and you're going to go here for a certain amount of time.
That's what I hope. You know, I think everybody is understanding the impact that this will have next winter, but we so desperately need it. I'm sure hoping that the boat owners will understand that they might be inconvenienced for a couple weeks. My plan right now is to move boats kind of on a schedule, get, you know, sit down with contractor and say, okay, how do you want to play? Which areas do you want to target? Once I get that understanding between the contractor and me on what areas they need to have opened up, then we will start contacting owners. And I'm going to, just like we did with the North Harbor, I'm going to start talking about this. Thank you for interviewing me now, kind of as a, you know, precursor to what's going to happen. And I hope to, you know, be very open, be able to publish a note to through our billing cycle to boats so that everybody's very aware of what's coming up.
Sure. Based on the funding that's in place now, what are you pretty confident is going to happen? What's the base work, you know, entrances and exits from the harbor itself?
Yeah, so the way we've broken it up is there are areas that are kind of the main thoroughfares, the breezeways, those kind of things that they feel 100% responsible for. There are some areas of that that they feel that they're 80% responsible for, and so then we're on the hook for 20% of it. And so most of what's going to happen right now is this area here that I can show you on the chart that they've published. Is this main area here. So out, it's all the entrances, it's around the crane dock, it's on the north side of D float. That will all come out around this north end of the crane dock into the middle harbor. They're gonna put that basin back in that we lost when the public works parking lot fell into Hammersloo and ended up in the middle harbor. So that's that biggest part of it. Okay. Then we'll start working on the floats, the individual in-between finger floats. And of course, the areas that are impacted in our arena is the areas closest to the beach. Mm-hmm. And so of course, these stalls here that are inland on D float, as well as this 400 row.
Okay.
That's another area that we really need to clean out.
It's really filling in.
It's really filling in. So okay. I'm really hopeful that we're going to be able to afford it all. We've been saving diligently for this since we built the North Harbor when we were essentially broke.
Yeah.
We didn't have any money in the savings account, and now we do. And so I'm pretty hopeful that we'll be able to afford for the whole thing, and
without doing any kind of bonding or anything like that, or going into any debt.
Yep. Okay. I'm hoping. It's really been our focus the last 5-6 years for this. So, you know, I've been hopeful that there's enough contract interest and that it'll be fairly competitive, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed. So
let's see what that bid comes in on.
Yeah. Right. And then, you know, just to follow up, this will be my third big project with the Corps, and just can't say enough about how wonderful they are to work with and how really thoughtful they are on doing what's best for a community. So once they took us on with this project, because again, remember, the Middle Harbor and the South Harbor were put in by the state. So essentially it was hands off by the federal interest. And once they realized that there was federal interest in these harbors because of the fishing permits that are fished in federal waters, I mean, we went all the way down through every deckhand on every boat to how many kids in school they had. I mean, it was the whole package on why this is a valuable project for the federal government to get behind. They agreed to it, and now they have adopted us. So they will take care of us into perpetuity. And that also includes A and B floats. So it's not just the north half of the South Harbor. So in 10, 15 years, when it comes time to cleaning up the other half of the harbor, it's going to be 100% the responsibility of the federal government